preparing yourselves for the reception of love and honoring from Kryon. Close your eyes for just a moment and bring your energy inside. The eyes are definitely the window to the soul, but also when they're open, they can distract us from what's going on inside or the potential of what our heart is trying to tell us or our inner voice. And then take a breath. And just allow the fullness of the day to settle inside of you, to be referenced at a later time, and to be integrated, perhaps during this channel, and when you leave. And know that the energy that Kryon brings to the room is potentially very healing, as well as the actual message. So as you feel and hear what is the message for you, you may feel a healing. You may feel an awakening. And you will feel the deep love and honoring of the entourage and of the love of Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. My partner steps away as normal. And he's a bit unprepared for what follows. For I've told him it is a bit complex. He is, after all, an interpreter. And the years that he has spent doing this is where he can convert a multidimensional language that comes at him in such a different way into a stream of consciousness and language that would be more commonplace for you. If you could see it linearly, you'd see that the thoughts occur several times for clarity. He has to sort them out and present them then in a linear fashion. Not double, not triple. Sometimes they will come in backwards. That is to say, the adjectives, the subjects, the verbs, they'll come in a language that he's not used to, and he has to sort it out. This has become natural to him, like an interpreter of another language. But when the concepts are odd, it is more difficult. So let's start with a basic concept, love. No matter who you are, listening today, here today with me, I want you to sit peacefully and just be with me. If it were possible, and perhaps someday it will be, if it were possible, to have a situation where we could sit with one another and I could take your hand. I want this to be one of those times. We're getting closer. The veil between humans and that which is the creative source of energy, that veil starts to lessen, lift, if you wish, become more transparent. And in that, humans are starting to see so many things. And they see it in a different way. Awarenesses are starting to be generated. And you're starting to see things that perhaps you didn't see before. With more awareness, you become more comfortable. Those who are in the dark are afraid. and you're afraid of so much. Who is there? What are they going to do? What is the energy that you're going to run into or not? The great unknown is that which you cannot see. And light workers and old souls are starting to see better. In parts of the world that are in strife completely, always, we have said the words, color is coming. And that is a metaphor because those areas are in black and white, and they always have been. And when you start to see shades of gray and they go into color, it's a metaphor of new awarenesses. And with those awarenesses come solutions that have never been thought of before. Solutions require both sides of an issue become aware. That, dear ones, is where we want to begin. For those who are not here, I am in the country of New Zealand. I am in the north in a city called Auckland. There are those in front of me that were not part of anything that we did before this, and there are some who were. But nobody who is listening that is not here was part of what we're going to talk about. It is so difficult to explain some concepts that are not linear to you, no matter how often we speak of them. So just sit with me and listen. There was a small group of humans on the tour last week. We went to a special lake called Wanaka. It was a perfect day, and the sun shone upon us. My partner sat on a rock and started to channel, and everything started to shift. He spoke of many things, and I'll review that. He again spoke through me of the crystalline grid, of how it was starting to change and what it was about. He talked about the fact that the grid is human remembrance. It remembers actions of human beings. It absorbs emotions. In that group, there were three who had a major epiphany of life as they started to tune into that grid. They made life decisions at that moment that they'll carry with them. Not only this life, but when they awaken to the next. I talked about so many kinds of things, including those who would listen later. And the recorder was stopped. It was not to be recorded, any of it, not even the beginning. There was no mystery on how the recorder stopped. My partner does not remember any of this. But right before you started, and right before the recording was to be engaged, it was on and running. And my partner reached down and turned it off. He doesn't remember that. On purpose, the things that followed for the next 20 minutes were private. And yet I talked about those who would hear it later and those who would respond to what they were doing there at that moment later, as though the recorder was working and operating. And now I'm going to explain why, the best I can through my partner. during the trip in this great land, this pristine place, the place they call the Second Lemuria, the place where so many Lemurians came away from that island that was sinking, the history that we've given you, those people postured this land in beauty, also in consciousness, and visited a node called Aoraki. We listed this node even before 2012. You knew it was here. And it remained silent. This is a time capsule that was put here by the Pleiadians. No matter what you think of this information, of how bizarre it might be, or whether it was really true, you really don't have a substance of truth to refer to when we speak of these things, and I know this. And so that's why I'm saying disengage that which is intellect at the moment and just listen. Sit with me for a moment and just be loved and listen to the story. The time capsule would open at the right time when it was paired. And we did. This was the reason for the visit to South Island completely. And we paired it up, and you can find out where that is, and you can look at it in the northern hemisphere of the planet, in Russia. The pairing of these two nodes and nulls has engaged something. Finally, you needed to have this many of them engaged. It was a divine engagement, these two. It had to wait until this year. This year, 2016. 2016 is a nine. It is a completion year. And at this part of the year, we aligned these two together. Beautiful, timed perfectly. And those at Wanaka felt it all. I want to tell you what was engaged. There is a communication coming up that is multidimensional that involves this crystalline grid. What happens is when human beings have a divine epiphany of any kind, especially on pristine land where nothing has happened and there have been no wars or no major battles, no layers and layers and layers of history, when it's really connected to the earth, when it opens up so strongly, when somebody has a major epiphany that will last for lifetimes and lifetimes, it is imprinted right there in the grid. But because of the engagement of these two, a node and a null, these two, it starts to change what the magnetics do and what the crystalline grid does. Dear ones, I'm here to tell you that what happened at Wanaka happened all through the grid. It's becoming delocalized. And so therefore the invitation was for all to hear it and feel it who wanted to, no matter where they were on the planet. It didn't refer to the recording. And it went further, and it said, those of you who have these kinds of thoughts and discoveries and epiphanies are somehow talking to all the rest of humanity. And now you know why. It begins to shape itself differently than you ever thought it would. We have talked about this crystalline grid over and over. How localized it is when you walk into a battlefield and you feel that which is awful and happened, it stays in the battlefield. And you walk away from it and you realize it's over there where it happened. That's the crystalline grid in the old days. Now the grid truly starts to become multidimensional. where everything happens at the same time. But this particular grid is now being tuned not to drama and horror and war, but to celebration, epiphany, love, laughter, joy, discovery. And generation after generation will start to implant these things, and the earth is going to feel it through the crystalline grid. And they don't have to walk where you walked. Let me interpret. This is a good place for epiphanies. Because when you have the pristineness of the land, even that which had the consciousness of the creative source and Lemuria, when you have this, things that happen here are going to go into the grid, and all are going to participate much faster than other places. Where the crystalline grid has remembered so much that has been of a negativity, of the wars. Dear ones, you live in a place that is profoundly hooked to the new energy of Earth, profoundly connected to the new human on the planet. Those who have never been here, this may be a call for them to come and experience not just the beauty, but the pristineness of a land that is connected directly to Gaia. My partner took me to Ireland, and we spoke of this in a different way. We spoke of the anomalies that have happened with the grids that would create a null, a void of energy, of even of a grid. And so Ireland was one where the energy of Gaia poured out. It even makes some uncomfortable. Where they've been seeing little people for hundreds of years. And that's real. It's almost like an uncontrolled Gaia that presents itself all the time. This is not what we're talking about here. We're talking about a balanced, complete, beautiful, benevolent, compassionate energy of nature, which knows your name. And anyone who has traveled this land, in the north or the south, knows it. Perhaps you were born here, perhaps you lived here all of your life. When you get out of town and into these places, you never get used to it. Ever. Because you feel it talking to you. Oh, you can deny it. But it's always there. Sit and listen to this story. Because it plays significantly into New Zealand. It was time for this node and this null to be connected. And in that, the engagement has happened. The two have been engaged in an action that will start allowing the crystalline grid of this planet to become more multidimensional, so that the greatest epiphanies and discoveries and awarenesses of humans in pristine places like this will be transferred immediately all over the planet. Now you know how it is that humans are going to go through the muddle of a place that has had only war. How do you scrape away the history of drama and death and sorrow? Well, you don't have to scrape anything away, because this particular grid is having placed upon it, the top of it, the things that happen in places like this. There are other places like this that are pure, and where humans visit them and have meetings on purpose and have those who come alive and aware, it goes everywhere. This is called a fast track to enlightenment. And I've just given you the ABCs of how this works with the crystalline grid. And until these two were matched, and until we could then, in this time, in this year, put them together, we couldn't even tell you what was going to happen. And the reason is this. Because, dear ones, you have free choice. And there are certain things that have to be in place before each matched pair. Not only that, don't take this wrong, but the ones yet to be matched, they have no matched pair at this point. It's done in the moment, where they should be, depending upon where the consciousness of Earth is. And so it wasn't known until last week. You're in the right place at the right time. Here's the challenge. In this room, here's the challenge. I want you to awaken fully, even more than you have. And I want you to know that you are sharing your awakening, not personally, but in general, with a crystalline grid that is starting to vibrate and come alive for humanity, not just for this area. This is a profound step of difference on the planet. What happens here and other places like this, where there has been no war, starts to affect the places that have. The prophecy of the eagle and the condor is the coming together of hemispheres. This is one way, profoundly, that the mother hemisphere, the pristineness, the femininity of this hemisphere will change the north. It is no accident that the null is in the north. The handshake is complete. The engagement begins now. And what happens now, and what happened at Wanaka, changes the planet. That is the message of today. Profound it is, the changes that are occurring. But I want you to know that this particular place you call New Zealand is playing a major role in it. My partner has been drawn here now 4 times. I will tell you something that is up to this point confidential. The first time he came, he was uncomfortable. He became sick. He carries part of that even with him to this day. He came to the island before it was ready for him. He didn't want to come back because he was afraid it would happen again. But when he came back, he realized it embraced him. He fell in love with it. And part of that is the reason he sits here now. The human has to be involved in these things, not just the Creator. Everything that happens on this planet is human-driven. The channeling you hear is the human in a chair. The ears that hear it are humans who are receptive to it. The changes that will occur on the planet will come through human consciousness. Everything that we have put in place through that which is a Pleiadian or otherwise, or Gaia, responds to humans. Sit with me a moment and feel the love that has gone into this, or the synchronicity that you're alive today to know it and not destroyed in a world war. What happens now and today and this week will affect generations. But this is the land right now that will broadcast what happens to light workers all around the planet. Did you feel that? Your maturity, old soul, is going to be that which goes all over the planet. There are other places like this but not exactly like this one. It's a wonderful story. It's a true story. It's one we are so proud to tell you. Spirit can be proud when it comes to love. One of the few things that pass untouched through the veil is laughter, joy, benevolence, compassion, and love. That's God in you. And we think of that which has been matched in the node and the null that is operating, the crystalline grid that is moving, that is changing your part in it, all of these things. It's all we can do to be still. There's an entourage in this room that wants to hug every one of you and say thank you for all that you have gone through, which has been difficult and old and ugly and dark, because you're coming into the light. That is why you're called a light worker. And it hasn't been easy, and it still isn't. Finally, there are those here who are also able right now to drop the old stuff. A beginning is at hand. We said at Wanaka, it's not a new beginning, it's a beginning. It is so different in a paradigm. It isn't a return to when things were better. Is it an advancement into the light? Would you like to live longer? Would you like to have more joy in your life? Would you like to walk out the door and see things differently than you do? Would you like to relax with some things that you're not relaxed with right now? I know who's here. You don't have to wake up every morning and think about these things, dear ones. I know who's here. You can drop them right now. And if you do, and if you can, and if you will, it goes right into this crystalline grid in this place, and the planet feels the process. It helps to scrub clean those very dark areas. Epiphanies of you change everything. Others who are listening, I'm telling you, the crystalline grid will work this way for you too. Every single place is different. We speak in the one, perhaps, that is the most pristine. But there are others where very little has happened and very few people live, where this is not as possible. But you can travel there too. I encourage ceremony where ceremony has never been done. I encourage wilderness trips to go to pristine places and sit and look at the mountains and the water and shake hands with Gaia and examine your life, because that will then go right into the grid. It's a new paradigm of thought, perhaps, for different reasons, perhaps. And it's all part of the new human being and processes yet to come. Congratulations, dear ones, for everything you've accomplished, and also for what is about to happen. More on that later. For now, and so it is.